Orphan film is a name that might bring to mind a silent movie about children with smudged faces huddled on a train platform. But that's pretty far off. The Orphan Film Symposium is a biannual gathering that has been celebrating abandoned and forgotten films since 1999. This year, Indiana University hosts the gathering. WFIU arts intern Colleen Leahy reports.
We came across this really, really fun sequence, Bogdanovich directing people in front of the camera.
Rachel Stolce is a film archivist at the IU Libraries Film Archive, one of the presenters of the 2013 Orphans Midwest Film Symposium.
So there's one where at the very end of a film called What's Up, Doc? With Barbara Streisand and Ryan O'Neal, Barbara Streisand's laying on a piano and she sings this really sort of sexy song to him as time goes by. And so this film clip is Bogdanovich lying on the piano as Barbara Streisand, but singing.
A kiss is still a kiss.
In a rare glimpse of two artists at work, we are afforded an insight into how director Peter Bogdanovich, working with stars Barbara Streisand and Ryan O'Neal, can manage to put these two performers together and create that almost indefinable thing, which is most simply described as a motion picture called What's Up, Doc?
Where would you find such a quirky film clip? There will be many more eclectic clips and full-length films next weekend at the Orphans Midwest Film Symposium. So, what is an orphan film anyway? I spoke with Dan Strebel, a professor of film studies at NYU and the founder and director of the Orphan Film Symposium.
So there's a narrower sense orphan film refers to films which are in copyright limbo, where we don't know their copyright status, or perhaps they've gone into the public domain, but that fact is just not known. And so they're in this world where there's no natural caretaker for them because no one owns them per se. But the broader definition has just come to mean all manner of neglected film and video and digital movie image objects. Everything but commercial cinema. Everything like industrial documentaries or religious films, educational films. We know that there are thousands and thousands of these types of movies and literally millions of home movies, but those aren't generally written into the history of cinema as we have traditionally thought of it. We've usually thought of well-crafted classical Hollywood films or art films. So this is a much more expansive view of what the history of film should be. So anytime something at the symposium is screened, it's highly likely that it's something 99% of the audience have never seen before and probably never heard of before. So there's a real sense of discovery and a kind of almost privilege of getting to be present at the birth of some new artifact that's being brought back to life.
So what is it that makes an orphan film an artifact worthy of being shown? What sorts of films make it to the screen?
The things we look for and what we choose to show at an Orphan Film Symposium are, one, uniqueness. Is it literally the only copy of something? And if it is, let's work to preserve it and then showcase that new preservation copy. Second of all would be, is there an advocate for the piece? So that might be a scholar who has expertise and can explain why this is valuable, or it might be an archivist who can explain how this thing got rescued against all odds, or it might be a media artist who sees in the material something other people don't see and brings kind of creative vision to it. Almost every film we feature at the symposium tends to have a story surrounding it, which is as interesting as the film itself.
So what kind of films are in IU's archive, and what exactly makes IU such a good venue for the Orphan Film Symposium?
IU was a distributor, which meant that school systems and universities all over the country could rent a film, and then IU would ship it to them.
Rachel Stolce of the IU Libraries Film Archive.
So all the films that were used in classrooms from social guidance films, which are really fun, that's What to Do on a Date, it's Going Steady, it's How to Be Neat and Clean, all those kind of films were shown in the classroom, and we have lots of those kind in that genre. We also have one of the biggest collections of national educational television films, which is the precursor to PBS, and we were the distributor of that.
Indiana University has done something that almost every other institution has not done, which is to look at the large collection of media artifacts and to say, you know, this is part of our institutional legacy. We're going to invest in preserving it and making it accessible in new digital formats.
The Orphan Film Symposium is also being held at IU because the bulk of IU's film collection actually consists of orphan films, and because the IU Cinema is an exceptional venue.
The very cool thing that we're doing this time, if you wanted to buy the whole symposium, which is 3 days, including receptions and a really nice dinner at the Art Museum Saturday night, where we're projecting stuff on the side of the building too, which is going to be fun, you can do that as a registration package. Or we now have day passes if you want to just do a day. Or the 3 nights of screenings are going to be really special, and there are tickets just to either Thursday, Friday, or Saturday night. And Thursday night is a special world premiere of Bill Morrison's film.
Bill Morrison is an experimental filmmaker who has presented work at every Orphan Film Symposium since the very first one in 1999, when he was the only media artist to come to me and say, I'm not a scholar or an archivist, but I have a new film which uses old film. Would you like to show it? And what he wound up discovering and has made a 15-year career of ever since is the aesthetic qualities of watching old film in advanced states of decomposition. Actually saving not the perfect thing, but the imperfect thing, and with a painter's eye, bringing that back to life.
And he has a special cello player playing with him, Maya Beiser. Or the Friday night has some really cool things, including a really cool sounding film called Suitcase of Love and Shame that's just come out in some theaters.
Here it is, beloved, darling, my birthday, and 12 o'clock exactly, and I rang you about 5 minutes ago from down in the payphone in the lobby so it wouldn't go through the switchboard, and I've gotten the recorder set up, and I'm not going to change it, as I say, something more comfortable yet, because I get awfully tired of you never being able to see me dressed pretty or nice anymore, and I want that. I want you to remember me like when we were in Chicago.
Oh, darling, I got your tape last night. And
then the Saturday night is the super fun music night with lots of quirky, unique, interesting films and music. So that's going to be really fun. We have a square dancing film that's from the IU collection that was made here at IU. And I think that there might be some participation from the audience required for that as well.
Just because a film has been abandoned doesn't mean it's not worth watching. When it comes to adopting orphan films, there's something for everyone. For WFIU Arts, I'm Colleen Leahy.
The Orphans Midwest Film Symposium offers discussions and screenings from the morning of Thursday, September 26th through Saturday evening, September 28th. Tickets for the symposium can be purchased on the IU Cinema website and picked up at the IU Auditorium box office.